You never know where it's heading.
Here we go.
With Rian.
Something ancient. Gepraat oor hulle, né?
Ja, ons het die luisteraars gevra, what should we talk about? And somebody suggested people have invented things.
Yeah. Then we found a guy who says he invented his own fuel. Now, obviously, we want to speak to him. Mm-hmm. He's sitting right here. His name is Dirk van die Kerk. Hello, Dirk.
Hi, goeiedag, Rian.
Goeiedag, Dirk. Asseblief. Now you need to tell us. My own fuel. Jy het 'n petrol.
Yes.
Petrol.
Petrol.
Wat werk, ek neem maar nie in enige kar.
Well, ons kan die kar convert as ons wil hê met in die kar werk, dan kan ons dit doen, ja.
Hoe het jy die petrol nou uitgevind?
Well, back in 1999, 2000, het petrol skielik van 225 na 350 gegaan. En ek het besluit, I'm not buying that. Where are we today?
You know? Look at us now.
So, for about a year and a half, we were driving our cars for business on this fuel I designed. It uses methanol as a base, which most racing cars run on. But the problem is that the engine in your car is not a racing engine. So, you know, theoretically, it's not designed to run on that fuel. So I did some research to figure out, why can't I run it? You know, what's the story? And after doing the research, the guy said, well, this is a problem, that's a problem, that's a problem. And having a background in the painting industry, I knew most of the solvents because we worked with it on a daily basis. And a formula with a combination of a few solvents can solve the problem why we can't drive it in the car.
No.
Yeah. So, but back then the cars were majority back then carburetors. So you jet the carburetor and you put the stuff in the tank and you drive. We actually drove our cars to the solvent place. You put this in that, in your tank's full and you leave. And, as technology progressed, obviously the cars became fuel injection and now you can't modify this thing and that until recently.
Yes. Okay. So, waar is ons nou? Hoe ver is ons van die petrol koop?
Well,
how far are we away from this?
Obviously, 24 and whatever liter at the moment is a serious problem.
Amen.
And, there's a guy, Chris de Weert, he's been helping me with something else I've been working on. And his fuel management system fitted to a car would allow you to run the stuff. And you would be able to run this stuff. And if you get stuck, you can just stop at a petrol station and fill your car with petrol and it'll just mix it again. So the ECU is a Blue Arc ECU from Chris de Weert. And this guy has been the pinnacle of my solution to the problem I've had with one of my cars. And, we are at the process now to put the AFR sensors in the exhaust and run my car on the stuff permanently. That's where I am now.
Yes. Your car, but not necessarily other cars.
Well, it could be another car if we do the ECU on it. You know,
right.
Then
it's
we can
a conversion on the car.
Just the ECU.
Yeah.
Which
What's
is
the
electronics.
ECU,
it's the management system that runs your fuel system.
Okay.
So, but you know what? It doesn't necessarily have to be that. If you're driving an old car with a carburetor still, you know, we could do that as well. But moving forward, you know, this is the way I'm going to be driving.
But yeah, do you drive here on the petrol?
Not quite yet, no. But I used to back then. But like I say, I'm very close to putting in the AFR sensors on the Audi and then we'll go from there.
All right. Difficult to make?
No, not difficult at all.
You don't make it in your garage, do you?
No. you buy refined solvents from a solvent company and you just mix the formula that works.
And you've patented this?
Not yet. Not yet. But I have to.
People are going to Google you tonight. Google Street View you.
To give you an idea, the fuel at the moment is close to 24 Rand, I think. This stuff will probably sell at about 15, 16 Rand a liter. So you'll save close to 10 Rand a liter.
Yeah.
Very soon. If you had to do it that way around. I don't think with the fuel price at the moment we'll ever see 20 Rand again.
So how much do you think it'll be costing the normal person to change the ICU? What ECU?
The ECU. The ECU is about 15K to have it fitted to the car. And they, Bob and Uncle.
That's it, 15K?
15K, they do a dyno on the car and yeah.
And then you save 10 rand a litre.
10 rand a litre. It won't take you long to save the 15K you've spent.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose that's like, I mean, with this price, it's about 15 full tanks. If you think about it, so that's a, what, like 15 weeks of driving if you drive far?
Yeah.
15 weeks is what's 3.5 months.
Give me a timeline on this. When can I get some?
I can give it to you as soon as we've done the ECU. As simple as that.
So we'll
I want to finish the Audi first and run it on it. I know it's going to work because we've been down this road. We've used the fuel. The ECU that I've got will do the job. We've already done all the analysis. Chris DeVere is really, really sharp with this. And so it's just a matter of getting one running, and we know for sure that, listen, we can put this in the market, and we'll do it. We're probably about 2 months away for it.
So are you seeing petrol stations where you can buy your fuel?
No, it'll have to come from me personally.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we'll
drive
make a
to your
plan.
House.
No, well, you know, I'm thinking, you know, along the line of supplying people 200 liters at a time. Because 200 liters of this stuff is the price of like 3 tanks of fuel. You know?
So is that kind of thing regulated though? I mean, because I mean, the petrol price that we get is from the government. So
do you have to
go through Minerals and Energy and Resources and get stuff with them to be able to certify you to sell petrol to people?
Well, don't really know that. But I mean, you're just buying a formula from a solvent company, you're putting something together and you're running it in your car. You know, how are they going to regulate that?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you'll be able to regulate that.
Well, I think the thing is, when it comes with, if something happens while I'm driving the car using that petrol, my insurance is going to be like, what were you doing?
Mm.
And
but,
you know what I mean? So I think the government would need to regulate that. So I think maybe speak to someone from Minerals and Energy and maybe they can fund you.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
I don't think you should do that at all.
Oh.
So, no. Joe, listen, man. So it's like you drinking and driving. Like if you put this in your tank, whose risk is it? It's your risk.
Yeah.
So obviously it's, you know, if you go, well, I'm going to put this stuff in my tank. And your insurance company specifies you only need to, you can only use certain types of fuel in your tank.
Mm.
It's your choice. You know, if it's, you've got freedom of choice in this country still, if you're going to go with this fuel, it's your choice. You're fully understanding that there's a chance that your insurance policy won't pay out.
Or
something goes
wrong.
The insurance policy only covers the safety of the car, really. It doesn't cover your engine management.
Yeah. There's mere service. What is it? Dienst?
Yeah, your Dienst, service plan.
Service plans.
Yeah.
It's your freedom to pick this. But as you met die ouens gaan begin praat, jy gaan 'n klop aan die deur kry en iemand gaan sê, we want a cut.
Yeah,
we want a cut
to
this. That's what's going to happen.
The problem is the cut's not going to be very big.
Yeah,
because
nee,
otherwise we'll be close to 24 again.
Yeah, man, that's precies. Like, sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
Just don't ruin the party. Department of Energy. Who made you headmaster?
1, 2, 3, yeah! Let's go! The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.